fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Jerry Moore here on Thursday, the very first day of February. The prepper tip today is to buy ammunition. Yes, I know it's expensive, but this is a time to be doing it. Buy twice as much as you think you may need. Keep in mind that 22 caliber ammunition could end up being money. It could be a great barter item. Buy it by the case. You'll be very glad you did. We have patient Wayne Green and my friend Brady. Brady is the production engineer over at Liberator Rocketeers in beautiful downtown Bourbon, Missouri on Old Route 66, where he and the crew there work in a factory built about 1952, manufacturing Liberator rocket heaters. Good morning, Brady.
Good morning, John.
Well, sir, the temperate weather has certainly been a relief for the men in the plant, hasn't it, sir?
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
It's starting to warm up nice.
Yeah, very nice. It'll be up near 70 degrees today, about the same thing tomorrow. And we manufacture wood-burning stoves that have no smoke. Many people don't know that's even a possibility, do they?
Yeah, I would argue that's definitely a thing. A lot of people think that, you know, there's a saying, you know, where there's smoke, there's fire, but they think it has to go the other way around. Sometimes you can have fire without smoke.
Well, I didn't know this until... fairly recently, it's been maybe 10, 15 years, about 15 years ago, I realized that became to understand the smoke is not just an unavoidable waste product, that it actually is energy. Mm-hmm. And I learned that during World War II, the Germans were manufacturing little smoke-making kettles to go on the bumper of a Volkswagen Beetle or the bumper of a truck to generate smoke that would run the vehicle, because they had a charge of diesel fuel and gasoline both, didn't they?
Yeah, wood gas generators have been around for a long time because, you know, it wood is essentially just hydrocarbons. It's just like oil or coal or anything else like that. There's a lot of energy in it, which is a big part of why people have been burning it for so long to stay warm. But the when you properly oxidize, you know, the fuel, you can actually get you know, a lot of fire, a lot of heat, with essentially no smoke. You stop wasting you know, energy, and you know, it's pretty much what we set out to do with the Liberator from the get-go. I mean, the whole rocket heater is designed to essentially burn wood as efficiently as possible to minimize, to save on fuel, which is really the whole point behind it all.
Absolutely, it is. Well, we manufacture these stoves in the factory in Bourbon, Missouri. We have stoves all crated up and custom-made, tough, strong wood crates ready for shipping. We have, is it one or two shipping companies we work with now, sir?
We have two. We've been experimenting around with a third. I don't think they're going to last. Had another one, you know, with the demise of the yellow truck industry. Or the yellow truck business, they pretty much came and, you know, they were trying to, you know, vie for some business from us. And, you know, I was like, all right, you know, if you think you can beat prices, hey, you know, here's what you got to beat. And, guy actually called me back to cancel his appointment because he was just like, we can't beat those. So, we're still pretty much using, the two, third party freight companies. But, you know, between those two, we can pretty much deliver anywhere in the United States in a reasonable time frame. You know, for most places east of the Continental Divide, you're looking at, you know, anywhere from 3 to 5 days maximum. there's a lot of places that we can get to in just, you know, 2 or 3 days. And, you know, if you're west of the Continental Divide, it'll typically be closer to 2 weeks. You know, that's just the way that, you know,
right.
Stuff
well, it's just, that's just the modern age that we live in, and that's reality. And it's not a big deal. We just incorporate that into our plans, don't we?
Yep.
Absolutely. Well, ladies and gentlemen, at my website, you'll find the panel for the Liberator Rocket Heaters. You can see photographs of these beautiful stoves, all American materials, all American labor, and the work done there is just absolutely gorgeous. There's three optional colors that people can order at a slight additional charge. Tell us about those additional colors.
Well, we used to offer a blue, but we stopped carrying it because we were not able to essentially get it to our standards. But we still offer the Mojave Red and the Forest Green. We've also done some custom colors and stuff in the past, you know, and it's just one of those things that, you know, when we have the capability to do it and somebody is looking for something very, very specific, we do our best to make it happen.
That's right. And it's been a challenge. You and the crew there meet these challenges. The sky is brilliant at finding industrial equipment that it costs $10,000, $20,000 for 5 cents on the dollar because the people that own it don't know how to repair it. And we get this expensive, beautiful equipment, and we do know how to repair it, don't we?
Yeah. You know, there's another piece of equipment that I think was just purchased and is going to be coming in pretty soon. I'm not, it's fortunately, it's old enough that, you know, I won't have to be involved in setting of it up. But, yeah, it's a lot of times, you know, you can find it just because, you know, there's not a whole lot of people that, you know, one, know what it is, and two, you know, when you're talking about, hey, I would like to sell my 40,000 pound piece of equipment, you know, there's very few people that understand exactly what all that takes to get it moved. And so Sky, you know, he's able to find these deals out and, yeah, and then he gets them here, and, you know, we get them set up, and, you know, we just keep making more stuff, so.
Absolutely. Well, I've mentioned before, we always have new listeners. It's the nature of radio. 2 years ago, if it was February 2022, we'd be looking at a 5 month, 6 month delivery time because we were so far behind. That's behind us. Now we have stoves in stock, crated up, ready for immediate delivery, don't we?
Oh, yeah. You know, we've got another batch that's going to be finished up this weekend. You know, it's another two dozen units, pretty much ready to, you know, take on the world and keep somebody warm for winter. You know, and it is always, you know, ongoing. You know, we don't stop. We are, you know, basically we'll keep making these throughout the summer pretty much, and build up inventory for next year. You know, if the weather stays like this, if the groundhog goes back inside its hole and we get some few more winter, then we'll probably keep some sales going. But, you know, we this is full time what we do. So, you know, it's nonstop.
It is nonstop. Well, in addition to the three optional colors, if a person wants a custom color such as gold, I happen to be in a factory when the gold coating had just been applied to the stove, and the workmanship, it looked like this stove had just come off the Cadillac assembly line. It was flawless. It was beautiful. And it wouldn't be for me, but I could see where somebody might want that.
Some might call it gaudy. But yeah,
well, yeah. I mean,
it was definitely
different strokes for different folks. I respect that. And it was a beautiful color. I like the satin black myself. That's what I got in my living room. Mm-hmm. And it's you know, we try to meet people's needs. And if there's an extra cost, there's an extra cost, isn't there?
Yeah, we you know, it's you know, a lot of time solving problems. You know, which is mainly what I do. There are, you know, there are the people that say, oh, well, we can't do it, we won't do it, blah, 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 blah. And then there are the people, the kinds of people that ask, okay, well, what is it going to take? What is it going to take in terms of time, money, whatever the case may be? And that's generally how we try to answer questions.
Absolutely.
Never really.
We got a caller from Canada. We got James in Vancouver. Good morning, James.
Yes, good morning again. I've always wanted to ask the question. And if it's a proprietary secret, well, of course, I understand. It's the mixing chamber in the heater that does the job, am I right? Where the fuel gets mixed with the air?
So it's part of it. It's not really a proprietary secret. It's just physics. Oh. I mean, you can learn it in any, you know, college textbook. But essentially what happens is, the whole concept behind a rocket heater is basically you have a certain amount of fuel, and you know, typically when people think of burning wood, they think of what would be considered a rich burn if it were an engine, where you have an abundance of fuel and you have a limited amount of oxygen. These days with modern fuel injected cars, you basically try to you know, get a perfect, they call it stoichiometry, where you know, have a certain amount of hydrocarbons, a certain amount of oxygen, and then you wind up with a certain amount of carbon dioxide and water vapor on the other side. Well, the whole concept behind a rocket heater is to essentially use a lean burn stoichiometry, where you, the fuel is the limiting concept and you have an overabundance of oxygen. And what that allows for is all of the hydrogen to be properly oxidized. And what you have in that case is essentially, you know, the long burn chamber and the heat riser going up through the middle of it would be in the equivalent of a rotary engine to having an increased dwell time with your piston at top dead center, which basically gets all of the power or as much of the power out of the fuel as you possibly can.
Well, I always think of it in terms of that equation for enthalpy, where you have a pressure-volume term. Of course, if the volume is kept constant, you jack up the pressure, why then the energy available for the reaction is increased, and this is a good deal, I think. And I'm tempted to order one, although I don't have a place to put it, but... seems to me like a damn good thing to have in a case of power outage and what have you. And so I'll stay in contact with you gentlemen. So thanks again.
Well, we're ready to meet your needs, James. Whenever you're ready, we can get these things to Canada,
well,
can't we?
We'll give it a I'm sure you can get here. We'll give it a little time here. Otherwise, my family will kill me. But. Yeah, I'll stay in touch.
Okay, thank you, Jane. We appreciate it.
Yeah,
your call number is 512-248-8252. A wood-burning stove that takes up very little space. What's the footprint of the stove?
So the base plate is 16 inches by 20 inches. 24 inches, and then we have the way the feet stand basically add an extra 2 inches to that width, so you get 20 by 24 for the actual footprint.
Yep. And it doesn't weigh all that much. I was able to get mine out of the bottom of the trunk of my town car by myself. It's handy to have a two-wheel dolly to move it about. Mm-hmm. And any carpenter can do the install, can't they?
Any carpenter, any handyman, I've had, all kinds of, it's designed for people to be able to really install it themselves, is sort of the thing. But there are places in the country where the code official types basically don't want people doing anything by themselves because, you know, you are not trained, and this is really designed to be as simple as can be. If you're pretty much handy with a screwdriver and you're not afraid of, cutting a hole in the wall or ceiling, if you actually do have to install your own flue, then it's really easy to put together. Stovepipe is not that hard to do. If you already have a chimney of some sort, we have, I think something like 4 different methods in the manual that, describe how to essentially hook this stove up to existing chimneys of varying sorts. Sometimes you'll need a liner if you've got like an older chimney that's really big. But most of the time you can just hook it up to, if what you have is any kind of reasonably modern, you can pretty much hook it up to most of the standardized pipes that already exist.
Yeah, so the install is not a big deal for any qualified carpenter, and they're safe. There's when people ask me, if it gets a bit complex, I refer them to you. But how far from the walls it need to be? I ask them to talk to their insurance company because insurance companies have their own dictates as to how far from a wall a wood burning stove needs to be, don't they?
Well, it depends. That's why we actually got it UL listed. And a lot of times the UL listing will pretty much override it if I understand legal precedent very well. But, we got these tested by a fire safety laboratory, and they basically prescribed the distances that are required that would be found on page 6 of the manual, which can be found on the interwebs. So you can actually do a lot of the pre-planning for what kind of space you might need. And of course the distances required can also be modified. So a lot of the proscribed spacings are assuming that you were using like, old timey single wall stovepipe like you'd find in a cowboy movie. If you're not doing that, if you've got double wall or insulated stovepipe, you can also decrease those distances. Depending on the methods that you go, you can actually drop a lot of your clearances down to as little as like 2 to 3 inches from combustible walls. And if you install it in a basement where it's all concrete and masonry, then it really is no limit. You can just put it wherever you want, as close as you want.
That's right. Well, Lots of flexibility there, isn't there?
Yeah, there really is. And it's actually one of the things that I do spend quite a bit of time on is, answering people's questions as far as, what it takes. They'll send me drawings, pictures of the way they're thinking of installing it. And they're like, hey, does this work? Does this mesh? And, I look it over and, we'll give them a thumbs up or be like, hey, you should be prepared for this, or you don't want to do that. So
here's our break. Call number is 512-248-8252. We'll be right back.
Charles de Gaulle once said, actually, it's difficult to envision in this regard any other criterion, any other standard than gold. Yes, gold, which does not change in nature, which can be made into either bars, ingots, or coins, which has no nationality, and which is considered in all places and all times the immutable and fiduciary value par excellence. So when the question is, why gold? It's simple, my friends. The answer to that question is simply, why not? Like it or not, precious metals will always be the world's reserve currency. Even though nations do not define their currency by their worth in, say, gold, individuals still buy gold and silver to protect themselves from inflation. The more money a nation's central bank pours into the economy, the less value its currency, the dollar is, which means the price of everything else rises. $21 up for a bag of dog food. Seeing that the dollar is cheap, that's why the cost of everything goes up. It's because of the buying power, the value of the dollar has tanked. It's worth nothing. And yet gold that your family would have owned in 1907 will buy at least the same amount of goods, if not far more. William McPhee once stated, it's extraordinary how many emotional storms one may weather in safety if one is ballasted with ever so little gold. The truth about money, gold versus cash in a crisis, gold a valuable thing to store, the power of gold in times of crisis. Historical sketch of paper currency. Oh, and beware the ides of rare coin dealers. And Alan Greenspan's speech on gold and economic freedom. How interesting. I'm going to give you gold and silver in 5 easy lessons. Seeking out the most efficient and most secure route to owning gold and converting it into widely accepted currency is the next best thing to enjoying gold-backed currency, my friends. In a world of central bankers hell-bent on devaluing our savings, you need to own private gold standard. Contact me, Jeffrey Bennett at Kettle Moraine Limited, by calling our phone number at 602-799-8214. That's 602-799-8214.
Find your inner rebel at Dixie Republic, the world's largest Confederate store, located in Travelers Rest, South Carolina. The anti-white, anti-Christ, anti-Southern world ends at the asphalt. Welcome to God's country. Log on to DixieRepublic.com to view our Southern merchandise, from flags to t-shirts to artwork. At the store, browse through our extensive collection of belt buckles and have a custom-made leather belt handcrafted in our Johnny Reb's Gun and Leather Shop. That's DixieRepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs.
Support those that support the network. Support Dixie Republic at DixieRepublic.com. Email proudsouthern123@gmail.com and let them know that RBN sent you.
As I said to those who joined the government, I have nothing to offer but blood, toil, tears, and sweat.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Well, Brady, the name of our product alone describes our goal as Liberator. Mm-hmm. The Liberator rocket heater liberates people from horrendous utility bills, doesn't it?
Yeah, it's designed to keep people free from the grid, from the fuel supply trucks, you know, the costs of fuel, the cost of electricity, all of that stuff. You know, it's also why we built in a cooktop. You know, it's not as fancy as, you know, some of the things that, you know, are being sold for kitchens and stuff these days. But what it does is, you know, when everything else has gone wrong, you know, that's still there. You can still get your water hot. You can still, you know, heat enough water for a bath, you know, and it's really designed to basically make sure that people have all of their needs met, you know, when the worst is, you know, coming down. So
that's right. Well, we're still not aware of any other stove that allows you to both burn your choice of regular firewood or wood pellets, and ours does both, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know, it was one of those things. I think you tell the story better, how you know, you were talking about to Sky about how you know, people wanted to basically like set it up and let it run overnight.
Right.
And you know, he set out and a little while later basically figured out a way to get a standard pellets running. And,
right.
You know, I was just talking to somebody who was asking questions about it last night when we went out after work. And, Yeah, it's, you know, the conservative answer, generally 10 to 12 hours on a full bag of pellets, but it's not at all uncommon for us to, you know, hear reports of people getting 16 to 24 hours.
Yeah, well, mine runs 24 hours on a bag of pellets. I clean it and stoke it up every 12 hours. I don't need to, but I do that. It's just really beautiful to have this wood-burning stove in my living room, keeping the home warm, keeping it cozy, and saving me money. I use wood pellets because it's really handy. I have a supply of regular firewood that's been in my carport for more than a year. It's nice and dry, ready to go. You can use regular firewood. You can use twigs from the yard. It doesn't matter, does it?
No, it really doesn't. You know, you can burn the softwoods, the conifers, stuff like that. You know, and we have actually seen a number of people actually report having better than average performance. You know, and you know, anyone who knows about burning firewood, that's traditional age old wisdom. Oh, you can burn, you know, your pine, you can't burn your cedar because, you know, the will smoke up too much. It will generate creosote, and you know, like the heater we had at the old shop, you know, before we moved to this new place, you know, every year Phil would climb up and take a look in the chimney, and you know, no creosote generated whatsoever. You know, the math behind the way the stove actually operates makes it extremely unlikely there's only, you know, 15 minutes essentially during startup where it can even possibly be generated. So it's one of those things. I'm not saying you should never ever, you know, have your stove and chimney cleaned out, you know, after getting one of these, but you know, it's just one of those things that you know, have it inspected, and it'll, you know, instead of paying, you know, the several hundred dollars for the chimney cleaning service, it'll be, you know, like 100 200 bucks for the inspection, and then you've got the paperwork for whatever government officials might, you know, say that you're trying to operate unsafely.
Absolutely.
Or whatever you
want. Absolutely. Well, everything about the Liberator Rocketeer is a win-win situation. The efficiency, the price, the fuel it uses. There's no downside at all to the Liberator, is there?
None that I can really think of, you know. And it's one of those things where, especially because it uses so much less fuel, you know, it's not like where you need, you know, to have 20 acres to be able to, you know, feed this thing on a regular basis. You can easily get by with, you know, frankly, the size of half acre lot. If you've got a couple of trees in it, you know, you can pretty much keep your wood harvested year round. So
that's right. That's right. Well, details are at thelibertyman.com. And today's our production day at Liberator. You're going to be, are you already at the factory?
No, not yet. Sky has a special project he wants me to work on while he is out of town. Yeah, I will probably have to make it into the shop at some point today.
Really
to,
good.
Well, retrieve some stuff.
Well, as my grandson would say, get to work, Grandpa, get to work. And, well, thank you for being with us, Brady, as always. Have a great rest of the week. We look forward to having you back next Thursday, sir.
All right. Anytime. Thanks for having me. Have a great
day. Okay. All right. We've got the bottom of the hour break coming up here in a minute or two. Tom Berryhill will be with us. Tom is the one, the only guy manufacturing engine cleaner. I met Tom when I ran for Congress in 1996. He and his company helped me fabricate the yard signs for a tiny fraction of what it would cost to have a commercial company do it for me. And we became friends, and that was 1996, and we're still friends, of course. Tom's been manufacturing the energy cleaner now for, I think, 22 years. It's been good for him and good for the whole planet to have this marvelous electronic healing device being shipped all over the planet. We joke about whether there's any down at the Antarctic. Most likely there are. Here's our break. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee.
Hemppaste.com/RBN. Free shipping on orders over $50. See the banners for hemp paste at republicbroadcasting.org and visit hemppaste.com/RBN.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Hi, Tom Bolton for Ease Off. I know so many of you are finding our EZ4 carcass drop and lift an essential tool for your meat processing operation. But today I want to spotlight four of our new products. First, our right height hog cradles with steel or aluminum frames. Our customers love this back-saving innovation that enhances sanitation and speeds production. Next, our beef cradles with stainless steel or aluminum frames eliminate rust and corrosion. We hope you'll compare our quality and prices for this essential part of your processing line. Our cradles are especially effective when used with our power skinner. And finally, our hook tumbler will keep your hooks clean and polished. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff, LLC, 417-932-6419.
So let's fix bayonets. We'll have the advantage of moving down the hill. They gotta be tired, the Revs. They gotta be close to the end if we are. So fix bayonets. Ellis, you take the left wing, I'll take the right. I want a right wheel forward of the whole regiment.
What, you mean charge?
Yes, but here's what we do. We're going to charge swinging down the hill. Just like we pulled back to this left side of the regiment, now we're going to swing it down. We swing like a door. We're gonna sweep them down the hill just as they come up. Understand? Does everybody understand?
Yes, sir!
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Jared Moore here on Thursday, the first day of February. Into the second month of the year already. How about that? We're expecting Tom Berryhill to call in any moment now. It typically takes him a couple of moments, a minute or two to get connected. My work with Tom has been a life-changing matter for hundreds, many hundreds of men and women all over the world with the Energy Cleaner. This work is so satisfying. Tom used to work for the dark side, as we sometimes refer to it, as an outside vendor for Boeing, manufacturing parts for military aircraft. But now he works to help people get their life back. That's what the Energy Cleaner is helping people get their life back. And it's fun work. It's good work. I ship about 500 a year all over the planet. Same thing with the mattress pads. Maybe not quite as many, maybe between 400 and 450 mattress pads a year all over the planet as well. And it's been very gratifying helping people get their life back. I like to talk about the procrastinators. The procrastinators, they express their regret. They wait a month. They wait 6 months. They wait a year or longer. Steve Whitman fit that category, by the way. There's a great rendition of Steve surviving being shot three times with a 45 caliber pistol, giving myself and injury clinic credit for his rapid recovery and avoiding the fourth and final kill shot at my website under testimonials. But people express their regret that they waited, that they procrastinated. And once that time's lost, that month or 6 months or a year or more, that time's lost, it's gone. You're not going to get it back. That's just simply the way life works, isn't it? So we're going to, when Tom gets back with us here in a few minutes, we'll be. Oh, Tom is here. Good morning, Tom.
Morning, John.
Good to have you with us, sir. Well, we'd like to begin our conversations with our disclaimer, if you would, please.
All right. We are not doctors or medical professionals. We don't diagnose, treat, or cure any illness or disease. If you have a medical condition requiring treatment, you should utilize the services of a medical doctor, chiropractor, or other competent practitioner.
All right. Well said, Tom, as always. Well, Tom, our work is literally life-changing, isn't it, sir?
It is. It really has been for many people that we've heard back from over the years, John. It's been quite a few years now. We've been putting these things out all over the world, and some of the feedback we get is really something, of the things that people have been through.
Well, something we don't talk about very much, but in 13 days, it'll be Valentine's Day. And a lot of women, once they find out that the injury cleaner improves their husband's libido, they smile and they order an injury cleaner and mattress pad to go with it, don't they?
Yes, sir, that has happened. It has, yes.
Quite a bit. And that's great that we can help these couples have the kind of interaction and relationship that they want to have. And if it works, it works. And there's no doubt about it that the injury cleaner does help men get a stronger libido, doesn't it?
It does, yes. We've been told that and have heard about that for years. So this is the time to order one to get it in time.
Hopefully we'll be able to do that. It's a challenge. The energy cleaners come, the energy cleaners go, the mattress pads come, the mattress pads go. I always attempt to have everything in stock so I can get shipments out the next day. I'm shipping a mattress pad out today, by the way, and extra power cord. The power cord got damaged in a incident at the customer's home. But the combination of the injury cleaner and a mattress pad is a win-win situation, isn't it?
It is. It really is, John.
Well, since we have new listeners every week, I'm going to let people know what the energy cleaner is not. First of all, it's not a TENS unit. No, not even close. It's not a Rife frequency generator. Not even close. Here's what it is. The energy cleaner is a small plastic black box about the size of a cigar box with a nice carrying handle. It takes 9 Diaz and Delta flashlight batteries. No on-off switch, no gauges, no dials. Simply one place to plug in one wire, which ideally would be connected to one of the mattress pads I offer, and one LED lamp that alternately flashes red or green, letting you know two things. It's changing polarity, and it's working. So with that in mind, once you get your energy clean, you install the batteries, and get the mattress pad on your bed like you normally put a mattress pad, plug it in, and that's all you got to do, isn't it, Tom?
That's it. It's that simple, and then you don't have to pay attention to it. It just runs 24/7, 365. You will need to check it, though, approximately 1 year after you first fired it up, mainly for the battery. They can
and place the energy cleaner far enough under the bed that you won't accidentally bump it and unplug it. I've had that happen several times over the years. The energy cleaner puts out what's called a healing electrostatic signal. That signal goes to every cell in your body, flushing out toxins, bringing in fresh nutrition, and restoring these sluggish cells to full normal activity, don't they?
Exactly what it does. It acts as a set of jumper cables for every cell in your body. Every cell is like a small pump. It's also a battery, small battery. And we are electrical in nature. People don't know that. Some people do, and many people don't. But the cells are like a battery, John, and they and then they also have to act as a pump. They have to push out toxic, you know, the toxins, the waste material, and pull in fresh nutrition from the bloodstream. So when those cells get toxic and get clogged up with sludge, toxic materials, that's where the energy cleaner comes into play. It
that's
will
right.
help those cells to start pumping and rejuvenate themselves. That's exactly what it does.
Now, in a couple of months, I believe you start year number 23. Is that accurate, manufacturing energy cleaner?
The first unit was shipped out in the middle of March of 2000. So that'll tell you how long we've been making these.
Okay. You worked with the inventor, Mr. Lee Kroc, who had been manufacturing these one at a time with a handmade Amish wood cabinet. They plugged into the wall, which I don't particularly care for that because of the dangers inherent in that. You evaluated the product. You told Mr. Kroc that you could change the manufacturing process to be a lot more efficient and safe. And we sell the energy cleaner for $285, shipping included, instead of $3,000, which is what it was 24 years ago, wasn't it?
It was, John, and he still had people lined up paying it because of what it did for them. They were glad to pay that because of the results. Well, I didn't think that we should be charging that much, although it was a fair amount for what Lee was doing, because there was a lot of work involved the way he was doing it. But we got the price way down where it's affordable for just about anybody.
That's right. That's right. And I keep the price of the mattress pads down also so that it's affordable. And most people like to save money, and we do everything we can to keep the price at a reasonable level, don't we, Tom?
We do, yes. And that's, you know, the price hasn't changed in many, many years. And it's getting very difficult in some areas because the cost keep coming up. It's unbelievable, John, the pricing pressures on the parts and the plastic materials and everything it takes to make these units. But we've
price and supply chain issues. So getting the computer chips from Taiwan has been an issue for a number of years, hasn't it?
That's been a problem. That's okay for the time being, but it has been very difficult.
Ladies and gentlemen, when you go to the COVID, when you go to the panel for the energy cleaner, you'll find the testimonial page. You'll find Steve Whitman, which has been revised and has a second edition out, where Steve Whitman, who is now a friend of mine, he and his wife both, he injured himself on a construction job, bought the energy cleaner, recovered so quickly that he started doing workouts with weights he hadn't done for 20 plus years because of an earlier injury. And only a couple of months later, he was doing construction work and was shot three times with a 45 caliber pistol. He gives myself an energy cleaner credit for giving me the strength and agility to leap off the backhoe, avoid the fourth and final kill shot. And then the rest of the story goes into what it took to get help and recover from that. The whole story is completely amazing, isn't it, sir?
It really is. It's, I don't know. Steve was very, very blessed and very fortunate that those bear hunters came by, some other hunters that were out there and came across him, because he wouldn't have made it, John. That's an amazing story.
Yeah, it is an amazing story. It's a true story, and when I read what Steve wrote, I said, Steve, you need to write a book, and he did. The title of the book is Winning Life's Lottery. When he was leaving the first hospital, received the initial treatment, there was a couple of doctors, nurses, and other people lined up, and they handed Steve some cash, and Steve says, what's this for? And they said, this is to buy lottery tickets. because you shouldn't even be alive. And that's where the title of the book came from, didn't it, Tom?
That's right. That's right. And they were amazed at how fast he healed. In fact, he healed too fast. I think they had to open up some of those bullet wounds. Bullet wounds usually have to heal from the inside out, and he healed so fast, all the bruising and discoloration of his torso went away pretty quick, and they couldn't hardly believe it. They'd never seen anything like it. And we hear similar stories, John, on other situations where there's a lot of healing that's going to take place, and it happens so fast that it just catches the doctors and all the medical people off guard. They just have never seen anything like it. They're amazed. But Steve healed so fast that the bullet wounds, I think they had to open them up again to let some of the drainage take place. It was it was to the amazement of all the attending physicians.
It was. Well, the surgeon asked other healthcare professionals to come in the room, and she wanted witnesses to this rapid healing, didn't she?
Yeah, that happened, and that's I know of another case where that same thing happened, because I remember in this case the lady that was the patient had told me that surgeon wanted everybody else to come in and take a look at her, because they would never believe that doctor said they would never believe what they were seeing with this woman. So they wanted everybody that was on staff at that time. They wanted them to witness it. So it was amazing.
It was amazing. And one of the bonuses of Steve Whitman's situation, his wife, who had been an aerobics instructor, contracted lupus, and she had to discontinue her passion of teaching aerobics. And sleeping on the same mattress pad as Steve, she went to have her blood draw on a six-month basis. So she went to have the blood draw, and the doctor said, "We can't tell you ever had lupus." Well, that was an amazing recovery, wasn't it?
Yeah. Now that is one of the best feedbacks that we've had, as far as I'm concerned, John. That is just absolutely amazing, because all the experts will tell you, once you have lupus, you're stuck with it. You can take medication to make life a little easier, but it's not an easy thing to be dealing with, and it doesn't go away. It just won't go away. But in her case, it did.
That's right. That's right. Well, the changes we made in her lives are phenomenal, to say the least, just life itself, as well as recovering from lupus. And we get emails and phone calls about this all the time, don't we, Tom?
We do, yes. And many times we don't even hear back, though, John, from the customer themselves. We hear from their friends, family, neighbors. They see the improvements in that person's life, and then they want the same for themselves. So they'll contact us. And many times they don't even know what the thing's called.
Right.
But they
right.
just they, want it.
They don't. They want one, but they don't even know what it is, do they?
That's right. They want to know a little bit about it, and they want to get one as soon as possible. They want the same results for themselves.
Of course. Now, in addition, the intracleaner can be used to increase what your garden does, can't it?
Yes, that's right, and it'll work in a garden plot or in a greenhouse, and it's as simple as putting a chicken wire grid over the tops of the plants and suspending that with electric fence insulators and fence posts. All these materials can be obtained at the nearest farm supply store. They'll have everything you need. You just need to keep that chicken wire grid above ground. And then you have to keep an eye on it, because the plants will grow a lot faster, and they'll get tangled up.
It'll ground out the signal. In addition to the mess, it grounds out the signal too, doesn't it?
That's true. That can happen. And it doesn't damage anything. It won't really hurt the plants. It won't hurt the energy cleaner. But it's a mess to have to clean that up to get that all untangled. You have to do some pruning and get things cleaned up. But other than that, you just need to monitor the growth and raise that chicken wire grid. And that's what I like about those electric fence posts. They have the holes in there that allow you to easily move that grid higher off the ground as the plants continue to grow. So it works real good. You can also do it in a greenhouse, same type of thing. Sometimes if you have a hydroponic greenhouse, it's even easier because you can stretch a stainless steel wire through the plant beds, and that will energize the plants through their root system. That works real good. And then we use stainless steel wire for that because it won't corrode or rust or anything like
right,
that.
Right.
And that's simple.
Stainless steel is the way to go, obviously, because it doesn't rust and corrode. It stays nice and clean. Here's our last break. We'll be right back.
For me to sleep at night. What's a girl to do? Sign, Sleepless in St. Louis.
Dear Sleepless, I recommend the Energy Cleaner. The Energy Cleaner transmits a healing electrostatic signal to every cell in your body, flushing out toxins, relieving pain, aiding with sleep. The Energy Cleaner is sold exclusively at my website, thelibertyman.com. And Sleepless, there is a bonus. Signed, The Liberty Man.
Thanks to the Energy Cleaner and the Liberty Man, I'm sleepless no more. There he is now. Hold on, Sandman. Thank you, Liberty Man.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on long-term food storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
February is Heart Month, and every year, Extendivite has a sale. This year is no different. Extendivite is regularly $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a two-month supply. In February, Extendivite is only $57.50 for a two-month supply, plus shipping and handling. Extendivite is a combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. These ingredients work synergistically to improve your overall health. So don't delay. Join the Extendivite family today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
As I said to those who've joined the government, I have nothing to offer but blood, toil, tears, and sweat.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Well, Tom, we manufacture energy cleaners. We sell them all over the world, and we help people get their lives back, don't we?
That's what we do. Been doing it for a long time now, and these are in use worldwide, John, even on cruise ships, and sometimes people can get them on an airplane. It's difficult to do because when they x-ray and they see those rows of batteries in there, it doesn't look like it belongs on the plane. So that you have some explaining to do. In fact, if you do have to fly somewhere and you want to take this thing with you, I tell people to ship it, take the batteries out, carry the batteries with them in their luggage, and have the unit shipped to the hotel where you're staying, and they'll hold it for you till you get there. Sometimes that's a better way to do it. You don't want it to get confiscated and not allowed on the plane. You'll never see it again.
Yeah. You don't want to go through that. So I don't believe I ever travel on a commercial flight with an energy cleaner. I think I would have removed the batteries is what I would do. Just a thought.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, something with a lot of batteries in it and lights blinking just doesn't look too good carrying that thing onto an airplane. I don't think they would allow it. In fact, they probably call a SWAT team at the airport.
That's a possibility. Yeah, you don't want to mess around with those people. You really don't, do you?
No, absolutely not.
Okay. Well, Tom, it's been good visiting with you as always. I'll be talking to you privately before the day's over about getting more energy cleaners. And we just need to remind people, don't procrastinate, right?
That's right, John. Get your order in and get with it. And don't be a procrastinator. We've had so many of those over the years, some of them that were, you know, in remote areas, but some that we knew personally. And it's always the same story. They'll tell us, why did I wait so long? I wish I wouldn't have wasted all that time. So there you go.
That's right. That's right. Don't wait. Don't procrastinate. Get your life back and let Tom and I help you. Right, Tom?
Absolutely, John. We work, constantly on producing these units, and we get them out as fast as we can.
That's right. Well, thank you very much. We'll be talking privately, and look forward to having you on next Thursday.
Okay, John, I'll be ready.
Okay, sounds good. All right. Tomorrow we'll have Marie Lassiter, the elected coroner of Texas County, Missouri. Let's look at the calendar. Who do we have tomorrow? We have Pastor Evan Bell with us. I think he'll be available. And it'll be a great show, as always, wrapping up our regular week here at Republic Broadcasting. If you like what you hear, please consider making a donation to Republic Broadcasting. Go to our website. You can make a quick and easy PayPal donation there. You can mail a check or a money order. You can call the telephone number and make a donation over the telephone. We make it as easy as we can. We're not quite self-sufficient yet. We're working on it. And in the meantime, if you like what you hear, please consider making a donation to Republic Broadcasting. So it's been good visiting with you, folks, as always. Stay tuned for our next host and enjoy the day. Enjoy the day. That's it for the day. Get your medical supplies, your energy cleaning, your essential oils now while you can, your firearms, ammunition. Never, ever give up your guns. Please have a fun, safe, productive day. God bless my beautiful county of Crawford County, Missouri, the large, beautiful state of Missouri I get to live in, the even larger, beautiful state of Texas. And Lord, please, God bless the United States of America.
People who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs. For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee.
Hemppaste.com/RBN.
Free shipping on orders over $50. See the banners for hemp paste at republicbroadcasting.org and visit hemppaste.com/RBN.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.